Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. The number one priority to treating injuries on the battlefield is to stop the bleeding. But that's challenging when wounds penetrate deep into the body.
Of the 5,800 Americans killed in battle since 2001, the vast majority died from hemorrhages that were potentially survivable. So the Army is now testing a new tool called X-STAT, which uses a pocket-sized injector to send 92 sponges into a wound, stopping bleeding in 15 seconds.
It serves up two essential elements, pressure and clotting. X-STAT uses tiny, disc-shaped sponges made of sterile cellulose and coated with chitosan, a clotting agent.
The sponges expand from just 3 millimeters thick to 50 millimeters when they're in contact with blood. This speeds up clotting, and equally as important, it puts pressure on the blood vessels to slow bleeding.
Field medics now use field dressings or tourniquets, but with mixed results. They work well for surface wounds, but not for deep penetrating wounds when the medic needs to pack in gauze and hold it until the bleeding stops.
But with X-STAT, the medic could inject the sponges into the wound and treat somebody else. Since the sponges clump together, they can be easily removed later. And just to be sure, they're also labeled with an X that can easily be spotted by X-ray.
One X-STAT injection of sponges is equal to 5 rolls of combat gauze, yet take up less space in a medic's pack. The company developing it is also working on a smaller version to inject sponges into more narrow wounds caused by shrapnel, handguns, or knives.
This would save thousands of lives on the battlefield, but I wouldn't be surprised if they eventually show up in an EMT's arsenal.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.